Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, that's this deal.
Y'all ready? Say yeah!
To the African family, how are the children?
I hope they're fair to Midland. And once again, you've got your Omi Acre 7 in the house live coming to you on Friday. I am your advocate, the one you need, and I am your advisor, the one you want. Yes, it's on, and I'm live today. That's right. It's TGI Friday, and you know how we do it up here on Friday. Now, I'd like to tell you ahead of time that I will be recording off-site, so therefore our commercials and advertisements will become to a halt today. So you got the pure Omi Acre today live coming to you, ladies and gentlemen. So just enjoy me as you always do. And once again, I hope you're enjoying our segment of the Initiate program. Yesterday we covered chanting, talking about the benefits of chanting and singing and healing our wounds with our melody and our harmonizing voices. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed yesterday's segment, you definitely want to call in and get a copy of that segment. It was really live and off the chain. And that number here to call in is 646-478-0270. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for staying the course with Omi, because you can always bet your dollar that it's going to be a thrill, you know, stealing a little few lines from Soul Train. I want to send three shouts out in the atmosphere to Harambe Radio Station. I say, Harambe Radio Station, keep up the good work. Keep on going on. And I'll say, Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the holiday season? And are you out there patronizing your brothers and sisters who have their own businesses? If you are not, then tell them that Omi says, let your light shine on the world. My Omi says, let your light shine on the world. My Omi says, let your light shine on the world. By spending your goods and spending your money to let it circulate more than one time in your own community. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? It's high time you start putting the dollar back in your community and stop complaining so much about what you don't have in the way of a market. Create your own market. Be like Kujicha Jalea says, be able to name for yourself, define for yourself, and determining who you will market with. That's right. Omi is putting a plug in for all of those entrepreneurs out there, because I know it's very hard for those entrepreneurs to stay abreast. They need your dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead on and do your shopping with your brother. Now, it's all right. And tell them that Omi said, let your light shine on the world. My Omi said, let your light shine on the world. My Omi says, let your light shine on the world. Go ahead on, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it. And now, because it's Friday and we're going to be kicking up dust, that's right, sliding across the floor, doing our two-step, and you know how we do it in here. So get those shoes on and get ready. Now, I'd like for you to go ahead and get your list of your ancestors' names out. Don't get too carried away. We're still on task in this room. We still have a program. We're going to be doing our talking cure as usual, and there will be a purification. Yes, that's right. On site or not, Omi brings it to you always live. I am here to serve you. And for those of you who haven't heard, Omi has now been named the Emperor of the Midwest. Empress, do you know what that means? I am responsible for giving you information, dispensing information throughout the Midwest. Conscious information, I might add. So come on in and get your helping of conscious information. As you know, we are a family and consumer science department. We are underwritten by Project 2019, and our views and expressions do not necessarily express those of Blog Talk Radio Station, nor of Project 2019. However, these are the views of Omi and the tribe. That's right. And you might hear perspectives coming from Omi. Most of the information that I give you, I like to offer a disclaimer on it, so that if we are quoting someone, we like to let you know who we're quoting from. If you would just take a look at my webpage there, you will see Rana Nefer's videotape at the bottom. He has featured both books that I have been working with. Primarily, we've been working with Magnetar Volume 2 in this class. And it's listed there for you. You can even email that organization to purchase your book if you like. And I put that website on, I put that videotape on just so you can hear about who Ronna Nefer is and what he's committed himself to do. He has a purpose, ladies and gentlemen, and he has committed himself to make sure that Kinetic Teaching would run its gamut of going across the world and the airwaves. And now with OMI, my intention is to make sure that everyone knows about the Asarian religion, which is the same as African tradition as Ifa. No difference, ladies and gentlemen, just the name different. Same concept. The triune of the three Godheads. Not that there is many gods, but one. We believe in a monotheistic, not a polytheistic. So therefore, we are not consumers of many gods. We have expressions of God which are the Orishas. And say it with me, Orishas. O Batala, Shango, O Legba, Ishun. Those and these are the expressions of God. They are not God. However, we do have an Ori. We have our own personal God assigned to us. And that God stays on our head. We pay homage to our head, which is where our Ori lies every day. And give our Ori credit for all that we do in life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you once again. I know it's rather difficult to make a transition. You guys are climbing up the tree of ladder. And the ladder that you're climbing up, your faculties are being changed on a day-to-day basis. You'll look in the mirror one day and you won't even believe this, but you might not know yourself. Isn't that something? You're going from glory to glory, glory, hella groovy style, taking you higher and higher. And when you get up the tree of the ladder, you are going to go from glory to glory, looking like that little G. Like that little G. Go ahead on, little G. Little G, go ahead on. Because the little G is just a chip off the old block. Just like that one drop of water to that ocean. You'll be like that one drop of water to the ocean. Not the vast ocean, but a part of that major ocean. Go ahead on, G's, because I know you can do it. I know you can do it because you have the expression of God and the essence of God. And the same tools that God worked with, he has loaned you his ashe or her ashe, because we do not know if it is a feminine or a masculine, so we say him or her. We understand that Africans do things in duality. We have learned quite a bit in this classroom. I'm sure that most of you can teach this class for me. You have learned the way to do it African style. It's okay to be yourself. And what was the two commandments that I gave you? To love yourself. Now stop right now and go ahead on. And love yourself if nobody else don't love you. Don't just love the one you with. Love yourself. And when you love yourself, let that love shed over abroad to your neighbor. You say, Omi, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? When everybody transitioning in and out of the community, I don't know my neighbor. You might not know your neighbor, but when you're friendly, and you exert yourself as a friend, you will win one as your neighbor. Then you will know who your neighbor is. Go and exert yourself to the fullest, being zealous, courteous, loving, and kind, and think on good things about people. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things be of a good report. Think on those things, ladies and gentlemen. Try not to get caught up into gossip. And when somebody's bringing you some dirt on somebody and want you to put your two cents in, step back. Go into a trance. Take yourself away from the situation and think about it. What would Omi do in a case like this? If I'm going to love my neighbor, How can I be kicking up dirt on my neighbor? Well, if I'm going to kick up dirt on somebody I know, just think what people might be doing to me. Don't do to others what you don't want done to you. Don't get involved in no gossip. And tell them the only said, let your light shine on the world. My only says, let your light shine on the world. My only says, let your light shine on the world. We're going to go to station identification, ladies and gentlemen, with Let Your Light Shine on the World, if you don't mind. And we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere with your Omi here to serve you. Empress Omi here to serve you. I'm going to be getting permission from my elder to speak. Elder, are you in the room? Are you with us? Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, ma'am, you have permission to speak.
Thank you so very much, Elder. I am going to commence with the purification, and Baba's out on sabbatical. However, nevertheless, the show must go on. As I pour libations, to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, I say Ashe. Excuse me. And I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this time to do a prayer for the family. Because I know with the holiday season coming up, there are many households that are grieved by the fact that they're not able to give a gift. But they're readily and prepared to receive a gift, as I know. However, I want them to know one thing. Christmas is not a reason just to give. You must learn to give all the time from your heart and from yourself. Christmas is a very joyous occasion, I know, because it's really celebrated here in my home. As I told you, every year I must go undoubtedly to celebrate Christmas because my child was born on Christmas Day, and to acknowledge the fact that his birthday is still here no matter if Christmas comes or not. I wholeheartedly urge you to celebrate any festivity of celebration you can to keep the joy in your heart and to shoo away the sadness which comes upon us so frequently. It's okay to acknowledge those traditions you've been doing if your forefathers have done and your fathers have done. It's okay because if you're getting from your heart, the gathering is what is important. However, you must know the truth about Christmas as well. And we're going to interrupt our segment of the show to talk to you a little bit about Christmas today because some people might think because I collaborate and support Christmas that I might not be that conscious, I might not be that awakened. However, I am awakened. But nevertheless, it is very, very hard to take away the tradition of gathering of families and exchanging gifts. It is very hard when you put such great attention in it. It is very hard to tell the family that you won't be meeting with them this year because you decided not to honor Christmas because you found out all the falsehoods. Yes, you're going to find out some falsehoods about Christmas, and you're going to find out a little bit about the birth date of Jesus, how incorrectly it is, and how the date was given to these saints from someone else's birthday. There's a lot to be said about the misnomers and fallacies, I know. Nevertheless, Malana Karinger has given us our first fruit of giving back to God in Kwanzaa. It is not a religion holiday. Anyone can celebrate it. I like to attach it together with African American history and with Christmas, giving me a longer season to celebrate, a reason for the season. And this is how I like to look at it, ladies and gentlemen. If I can be able to give all year long, believe you me, I want those serotonin levels to rise up in every young man and young woman and even adults, because I know that when we are passing on gifts, the serotonin level in the cerebellum is exhausting itself in the hormone level, creating the hormones that will secrete joy and happiness in the human body. And if we can do that just to give happiness, then it's done worth it to celebrate those 2 days, the 24th and 25th. No matter what the concepts and the falsehoods might be, we have to look over the idiotic and ill-prepared information as to why they got the holiday. But the outcome is good. And because the outcome was so good, then let us keep finding a reason to give and exchange gifts to each other. If you don't have gifts this season, if you don't have that filthy look in your pocket, if you're not equipped with the car to get around to get those funds, if your bank book doesn't have the number of zeros that you want in it, extend yourself. Remember, only taught you about going into a trance. Your bank account is empty. You don't see your way from sunset to sundown. Now, here you are trying to decide which bill to pay because you stretched yourself last week in buying those extra gifts. But don't tell me you dropped no money around no preacher because he was preaching and stomping good, and now you done gave up all that baby's money, and the church got your money and on the run because they're going to eat that chicken dinner. Don't tell me nothing like that. Please don't tell me that. Now, if you went to go buy a gift for somebody that you love, and if you decided to buy a few nice things to go around the house, that's different. But don't tell me that you cast your lot to the swine. Don't tell me that. We've covered that, and we're not doing stupid things anymore. Stupid, we don't know anymore. He's on the other side, or she's on the other side of the street, and we're walking the other direction. What I want you to say is, only, I have overcome that addiction. I have cut loose from that, and my fix is no longer looking good to Christians in the church because they think something of me because I done dropped 50 down on pastor and now I can be in a fivefold ministry? Don't tell me. Because I know you know better now. When you know better, you do better. Now we're getting ready for the season. Here's the season to be jolly. And when you're being jolly, that don't mean being nobody's fool. So as you be jolly, find some poor soul that can't do for themselves, that you know has been struggling all year long, that you know has lost their food stamps, and that you know have got all of their finances taken away from them and lost their job and can't draw unemployment no more. Go to their house and knock on their door. It's on me, and I got a gift for you. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Be blessed, my daughter. Be blessed, my brother. And let them enjoy. It's okay to find somebody you can bless. If you want to be blessed, here's a little tip. Let me let you in on a little tip. If you ever want to be blessed, find someone that you can bless. I declare the money will come back to you. Not when you think you want it, and not when you needed it last week, but it will always be right on time. Now, my prayer to those people who do not have filthy lucre, my prayer to them is that they start the trans position now. Start believing like a Shulamite woman or man for what you can't see. Start visualizing in the spirit, closing your eyes, taking deep breaths, visualizing in the spirit that all those things that you wanted to buy your mother when you went through that catalog and saw so many things that she needed, visualizing all those things being on, not only on your gift list, but under your tree. Then visualize yourself going to her door, knocking on the door, handing her those things. Going into the trance, of course, ladies and gentlemen, chanting and going into the trance, believing and breathing. And as you come out of that trance and chanting, you walk out of that trance like a bold, bold person and walk out that belief that you've had in the trance. Ron and Ethel can tell you better than I can. Go to the video. He'll tell you. This thing is for real, called trance. We've known it for a long time that if I take you back in the spiritual realm and you work that thing out in the spiritual realm, whatever it was you couldn't do, whatever it was you needed or you didn't have, it will manifest itself in the natural. It will manifest itself, I said, in the natural, and you will have what you say. Now, I'm not talking like those slick preachers out there, baby. You can have what you say. Ooh, you can have a ministry behind you. Just keep on having what you say and believing what you say. I'm not talking about name and claim it. I'm talking about getting down, doing some work, getting into the spirit and doing meditation. That's why we put so much emphasis in this room on trance. It's not because it sounds good and it's faddish and trendy. It's because it's what's going to unlock your faculties and allow you to bring those faculties up under subjection. Now, Lord, my prayer for the people that can't give this season is that they may understand that the reason their faith is so low and that they cannot conceive the enriching of spirit is because they have not learned to give. The reason that it is important to find someone you can bless and at all times transitioning that filthy lucre as currency that must flow. How can you get anything into the hand, ladies and gentlemen, if you cannot get anything out of the hand? It is a principle and a law. You are looking for something that's already within you. The melanin that you possess makes you rich, ladies and gentlemen. The melanin that you possess is such a fine biological tool that they are now coupling our melanin with other chemicals and piggybacking them onto melanin to direct the melanin to go and to penetrate in certain areas of the organ. Melanin is so doggone tough, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff right now is so tough that the chemists now have secret societies studying about you and I. You want to know yourself. You want to know yourself, and what does it mean to have a T cell that will fight for you and vindicate you and ward off various diseases? That melanin is what's keeping you strong and giving you the ability to regrow cells, to regenerate yourself. You're somebody. I don't know who you thought you were, but I would like to tell you who you are. You're somebody, African-American child or young man or woman. You're somebody because your melanin makes you extremely important. You don't understand that you can vibrate to a point of learning through your fingertips without even picking up a book to read. Your melanin on your very skin receives information and reads it back to your head. The melanin in your leg, when you touch that ground, that's why it is necessary for African American soles of their feet to touch the ground, because it's, you're giving a message and your feet become an antenna and you're picking up vibes and you're being spoken to by the universe, and therefore you're reading that information from your feet. You need not pick up a book and read anything. It's there. How many of you have been told that because of this frequency that you carry in your kinky hair, the very kink in your hair, the frequencies are being picked up at the sixth ether. I taught you that. So let your hair become natural. I don't care who thinks it's not fattish. Let it become natural if you want that proper connection to God. Now, Omi's on a roll today because I'm feeling good about the reason for the season, but I'm not feeling good about our brothers and sisters who are down on themselves, who are feeling low because they don't have funds to give. By your existence, you have already given something to society. By your existence, don't feel like you need to go and borrow or steal or beg just to give a gift. You be a gift. Make your presence known. Take your information and share it with someone. You become the living gift, the living epistle, the walking institute. Go into your families and teach them of what you know. Break bread with them and give them information about their beautiful black selves. Bring them into consciousness, right consciousness, and transitioning them up the tree of the ladder. Tell them about Ron and Netflix. Show them the books and give them a desire to purchase a book. Spend time studying with them. The best gift you can ever give. And you don't have to have filthy lucre to use your mouth. You can speak on it. And I say speak on it. Stop feeling bad about yourself. And I know you are. Because I know once there was a time when I couldn't give and I felt bad about myself. So I know that you are me and I'm you. And what you've experienced, I've experienced it too. We are one. That concept of knowing who you are is knowing who I am. I am because we are. And because we are, therefore I am. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the spirit right now. So don't hold it against me for what I might say today. I'm outside of the station, and I want to give it to you straight from Omi. But I want you to remember that there's a purpose for you coming here packaged in the skin that you came in. There's a reason for you being an African-American. There's a reason for the struggle that you went through and the challenge you went through. Troubles only come to make you stronger. What don't make you strong will kill you. And if you're not dead yet, there's a purpose for what you went through. And know that if you can understand that those of you who are celebrating commercial style and buying up everything you think you can buy, putting everything on credit because you want to look important to those that you love, stop it. Because I guarantee you'll be left with a big bill. And this is not the time to get caught up into credit. This is not the time to have credit cards going up the yin-yang, and it's not the time to be sporting things you don't need to have. When you get your basics, God said he will give you your daily bread and your basics. You do not need to overspend or squirrels, and we talked about that. African Americans, you've got to stop spending for things you don't need. In Caucasian, when you go out to the malls, I mean, you know, we are circulating a dollar. Believe you me, we are spending. But, my God, the credit cards that you got, I don't know how you got them. But, my goodness, the city, the country is bankrupt now. But you can't say that it's the African-American because we're spending. But you got to credit us for something. We're circulating dollars. But at the same time, we've got to be educated to where to circulate our dollars. But we've got to come together and know what's good for the African family is good for the nation. I want to say that again. What's good for the African family is good for the nation. Because all civilization was brought in off our backs. And all human beings came down through the loins of the African woman. If you trace back the history of Dagnesh over 500,000 years ago, if you trace back her history, she might not even been from this planet, I understand. She might have been alien to this planet. Nevertheless, she brought all beings, living beings, into consciousness. Now, what was good for the country then should be good for the country now. But when you demonize something, discredit it, falsify it, call it all manners of juju, hoodoo, voodoo, Hajjan the Conqueror, You make it so unattractive, then you scare even the people away that it belonged to. I want to take the scare and the dare off the African consciousness and off the African faith and belief, because it did brought in civilization. Doggone it, don't tell me if it was good for bringing in civilization, then why now has it been demonized? Usually what you see demonized is those things that people want to cover up and use for their own personal benefit. And the reason why I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, I have seen more non-African Americans come in for readings and divinations and beat the doors down to want to understand the rituals and traditions. There's more desire of other races trying to learn our traditions. We have been bamboozled, ladies and gentlemen. African Americans, you're running so far away from what is the thing that's going to heal you. You're running so far away from it, you can't get away from it fast enough. The very thing you're running away from is what you need to heal you, to make you complete. When you see me talk about African rituals and traditions, then you begin to wonder, why is she talking about those ancestors again? How can you talk about dead folks like that? Girl, going to hell for that. She know ain't none of those folks coming back. I got good news for you. Keep on thinking like that. They might come to visit you. And this is not an omen, because the ancestors are real. I don't care what you say. They're real. And you know who make them real and keep them alive? We do. It is up to the living to stay in contact with the dead. And don't tell me, if you have a dead mother, that you ain't calling her and say, Mama, 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 why did you have to leave me? You done talked to her several times, and don't tell me you have. And many times you cried out to her in the night, and she is not here as you would like to believe, because we make them real. Our bloodline is what they come back through. And we're going to call our ancestors' name right now and pay homage to them. If you have your list of names, take them out, ladies and gentlemen. And remember to be mindful. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to get ready to go into the talking cure. If you have taken your names out and would like to call your ancestors' names, you can do so now. I like to call the names of my father's spirit, and I like to light a candle for my father's side of the family, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my father's side of the family, so that they can quench their thirst, and I say, Ashe. I like to light a candle for my father's side of the spirit, my father's side of the family, and I say, Ashe. And I pour a glass of water for my father's side of the family, so that their thirst may be quenched. I like to light a candle for my mother's side of the spirit, side of the family, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's side of the family, and I say, Ashe. I call on Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. I call on Tommy Pete Harvey, and I say, Ashe. I call Essa Lee Pope, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Jr., Ashe. Marvin, Ashe. I like to call on George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Lucille Day, Ashe. Louise Lord, Ashe. Ludell James, Ashe. Nichelle Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lily, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Shay. Clifford Bracken, Shay. Tom Harvey, Shay. Michelle Harvey, Shay. Mary Lou Hawkins, Shay. Michael Harvey, Shay. I say so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now standing on holy ground. And the frequencies are high, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you need, it is in the atmosphere and it is waiting for you now. You need only to tap in to the spirit because the melanin is present here and the melanin is real. And the melanin has energy. It has the ability to be tapped into. Why don't you tap in right now, ladies and gentlemen, to the melanin that you have been longing to be a part of, your ancestorship. Ladies and gentlemen, if I sense that there's one who is without a home or a place to stay, tap in, family. You can find a place to stay. If there are children that are way in the hospital who can't get well, I say tap in, mothers, for those children. I sense that there are fathers that want to go back to work but can't seem to find employment. I want those fathers to tap in. And your job is what you're going to meditate on. I say mothers who cannot become pregnant and conceive child, I say tap into the channels of meditation and channeling what it is you want. Tap into the spirit so that you may bring children from a clot. I say tap in, children, if you are looking for direction in your life. I say tap in and find your direction today. I say, Harriet Tubman, lay the plan, please. Harriet Tubman, please come. Lay down your pistol, Harriet. Lay your shotgun down, too. We're ready to follow you. And I say, Nat Turner, come out from behind that tree. We can walk together now, brother. We can walk together now. We don't have to hide out. Things are opening up, and you are learning your purpose. Come on, Nat Turner. Now, come on and be with the group so we can pray our way through and press our way through. I'd like to call on the name of Nina Simone. Nina Simone, that song that you once sang, Mississippi, is still here, and we need to sing that song one more time. And your mother's blues, Nina Simone, come back and sing your mother's blues for us one more time. And I say, Zora Neale Hurston, oh, Zora, take us to the graveyard again, Zora. Walk us through the graveyard and teach us how to commune with ancestors, Zora. Show us what we need to do and tell your story again. And Madam C.J. Walker, oh, Madam C.J. Walker, come back and re-educate our people on the benefits of having the kink in the hair and teach them about how important it is to reconnect to the antennas of God and not to put the lie in air. Oh, we just pray that our ancestors are coming here with us today. You're welcome, your ancestors, and we ask that you will allow us to stand on your shoulders because we know it is your shoulders that allow us to advance ourselves. And we are now ready to go into the sanctuary, lining up 2x2 and 4x4 as we get ready to go into the sanctuary. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going through the talking cure with us and thank you for going through and working out your problems and your salvation. As we go into the sanctuary, remember that it is our ancestors' shoulders that we stand on, ladies and gentlemen, and we are grateful to having our ancestors with us. And our ancestors have opened up the way as they channel down through the Pacific Ocean, through the annals of the history pages, as they came through the slave ship, they made it here. And their way has been made open and clear. As they have made it here, and some of those children that are yet on their way, coming down the birth canal who have not made it here yet, we acknowledge you as well. We like to say thank you very much for going through the talking cure with us. As we go into the sanctuary, the doors are now ready to be closed. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, take deep breaths, breathing in and out, breathing in the oxygen of God, breathing out the carbon dioxide, breathing in, breathing out. I'll synchronize my vital signs as you synchronize yours. As we begin to do the process of breathing, remember, it leads us into chanting. Chanting is very good for the spirit. It heals a sick, sick mind, and we can communicate through our channeling. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You have been a part of the Talking Cure, a chance to heal yourself and to know yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment was interrupted temporarily to talk to you a little bit about our season and understanding why it is so important that African Americans make sure that their dollars are spending in a proper place. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the fact that we are going to be climbing that tree and that ladder so that we can see God show up inside of us. We are going to be making sure that the things that God does, that we learn how to perform those things with the help of our Godhead who lives on the inside of us, who allows us to tap into his tools. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus did say that you would do greater things than him. And if Melchizedek paid tithes, then while you were yet in the loins of Melchizedek, you were credited for paying tithes as well. So what I'd like to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is this segment that we've been taking you on, we've been gathering information about how to make you more well-rounded and how to make you a balanced human being. And in 29 days, we would hope that upon you completing the process of chanting, of transitioning, and of developing a new mind that will take you to another level so that you can function from a different frame of mind. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the mind of Christ. And because you have the mind of God, the things that God has done, you too can press God forward in your life. And you, too, can tap into using the tools that God has used. And as we begin to understand that it's so very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we oftentimes look at ourselves and find out what is important about us. And what I told you earlier is important about you is the melanin. You're a melanin-enriched human being. Your learning starts from your very fingertips. Don't let anybody tell you that melanin is a byproduct or waste product. It does more than give you a hue to your body. It protects you from outward infections. The T-cells, cells fight for you. It allows you to sleep like a baby at night. Melatonin now is being put into tablets to furnish those who cannot find rest. It's very important that you understand that God created you in his image. So somewhere in this universe, there is a God that looks like you. Because if someone has created you in their image, they have to have given you the things that they have. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be very aware of what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say is that you're going to be transformed. Yes, I took you through some steps to heighten that ability to transition and to push your more maturity forward. Some of you I know were not ready and immaturely not ready to make the move, but you have made some big strides and you have jumped and hurdled some large heights, meaning that now you are aware of the fact that you just can't legislate morality. And you just can't lecture and talk a person out of doing something if the morale is corrupted. We've worked on faculties to correct those faculties that need to be corrected. And the only way you can change a habit is within 21 days as you change the faculties. Now let us come together for Christmas and do something very special and work purposely on changing our faculties, so that as we grow, we advance ourselves to another level so that people can see God in us. I want you to know that this is a very, very exciting time of the universe, and things are going to be happening, and you're going to be called upon for your knowledge. So we are asking you to take a deeper look at what's available and what training is available through Ron and Nefer, and finding out what the Asarian religion is all about and the African tradition. If you don't know anything about life, then it's necessary for you to study. And the reason why you want to study your African culture and tradition so you can know your black selves and offer the world a solution for the problems that beset us. We are embarking upon so many trials in the universe because of a violation of the universe. We have got to get back in line with the universe, ladies and gentlemen. Do that for the benefit of your children. Make friends with the universe. Go back and speak to the trees and tell them you're sorry. Go back and speak to the rivers and tell them that to beg your apology. I am the coyote. You are the lion. You're the eagle. I am the owl. And we're all kin to one another. We're kinfolk. And what I preached in this classroom is that we're connected. I don't care if it's black or white, we're connected. I do believe that we all need to get cleaned up in our life. And European, you allowed us this time to get cleaned up. So don't think that we are at our natural self. We have fallen away from ourselves. This is not our natural being. We've gone away from what we've been taught. But oh, when we get ourselves cleaned up, you will know us by the way we love one another. You will know us by the way we love one another. We are creatures of habit who love the fellowship. The fellowship is why we are so connected to the church, because we love fellowship. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there was no church created for the African. The African created his church out in the vineyard when he called you to prayer. There was no training created for us to give us church. We were the living Episcopals, and we still are. So when you get caught up in the church, it is a social media. It is a success program. And Martin Neffer said in his book, the success programs are supposed to fulfill all your needs. And when they no longer fulfill your needs, you then must make an assessment. We are running around in these success programs, and we're not getting what we bargained for. We have got to understand that when our families are falling apart and you're going to church like 21 North, and every time the doors open, you're there, but there is still problems at home, then you must go home to correct your problems, because you have to have a plan to construct your family to follow in a spiritual path. And it's not always something that you're going to get from the doors of a church. But it's very important for you to carry your family into meditation, carry them into chanting, carry them into having a relationship with God. These are some things that your church may not teach you, but that is your responsibility to do that as a family. There are good books out there and material that you start your loved ones on. I know I am. I'm going to take some time to put these materials before them and to continue to minister in the way that God would have me to minister, by tearing down, rooting up, and plucking up, and crying loud. A lot of times I know that it's difficult for you to minister to your families because you're so close to them, but you've been called to minister to your family. And it's very important that we understand when God said he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish, you're the living Episcopal. You are the church. So God is looking for you to be blemish-free, not a building. Now, we got to get this thing right. We really got to get this thing right. The only thing that is important right now is for you to go back and learn yourself. Go on sabbatical and spend some time learning who you are. I want to see you make that transition of the tree of life. I want to see you become spiritual, and I want to see you transcend the lower part of your being. And when that happens, you truly will become a God. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for going all the way with me today. You've been a delight to work with, and I look forward every day to being with you. And you are the apple of somebody's heart. I want you to know that. And for those of you who are feeling low in your spirit, just remember there's always somebody out there for you. And there's always somebody that has laid up good things for you. You're going to have houses that you didn't even build with your own hands, so don't worry about it if you lost your house. You'll get another one. You're going to have jobs that you work for yourself and you have people reporting to you. Don't worry about it if you lost that job. And if you're separated from your significant other, don't worry about it if you've been a good man or woman. God is preparing somebody for you right now. And if your children won't act right and they're in and out of trouble, just cry to last tear. You don't have to go down to the courthouse no more. Just speak the word. Speak the word. Send the word, and your words will heal them. On that note, I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening and a great weekend. Omi is out of here and on sabbatical. You had a special treat today. No commercials, coming to you straight from my living room. And I want to say, on that note, let's kick it up and let's get on up out of here. Come on, little G. You can do it, little G. We're with her, little G. You can do it. And as we go out of here today, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be kind to somebody. Go to the Salvation Army booth and put some money in there and tell them to let your light shine on the world. My homie said, let your light shine on the world. My homie said, let your light shine on the world. My homie said, let your light shine on the world. Make sure you do something kind for somebody this weekend. And make sure, because of the reason, this is the reason for giving in this season. Find somebody you can bless so you will get blessed right back. And ladies and gentlemen, ye of God, little children, and ye have overcome them. So go into the world and manifest all things. Let signs and wonders follow them who believe. Once again, I say, oh, devil, and baba booey to you, y'all.